battling against depression. I was demoted and demoted and demoted, says Betty Whelan, of how her depression affected her job. I was lying in bed all day watching the clock go round and hating myself for it. You feel worse than a worm on those days, covering up for your actions. Up to then, she had led an active life. She had a job with a company, and I was always doing things. I was in a choral society. I traveled to places. I loved it. Then her parents died within a year and a half of each other, and it was during this time that a deep and serious depression descended on her. To me, it was like being in a bottomless pit, not wanting to be there and not able to get out. The depression paralyzed her so much that I didn't even invite my best friend over because I would have to make a cup of tea for her. She was hospitalized 3 times in 3 years. She lost her job. In the middle of all this, her sister telephoned her to tell her about an international organization called Recovery, which had established itself in Ireland 4 years earlier. She went to a recovery group meeting and was so taken by it that she attended 3 groups a week in the first flush of enthusiasm. Today, she is Recovery's area leader for Ireland and readily admits that she does not know what would have happened to her without the organization and its method. That method involves taking control of your own thoughts and attitudes. We learn that we can change our thoughts to positive rather than negative, says Betty Whelan. For each thing we perform, we endorse ourselves, tell ourselves that we have done very well. We work on trivialities, she says, of the detail in which the method is applied. After all, our lives are made up of trivialities. So members give themselves a pat on the back for engaging in the simple transactions for the day, making a phone call, keeping an appointment, getting up in the morning, and so on. They also try to notice when their chain of thoughts is heading in a dangerous direction, either towards depression or towards a damaging degree of exhilaration, and to break that chain of thought before it gains momentum. Break the fear at its most trivial link, is how Betty Whelan puts it. Also important to break is the vicious cycle which recovery calls reviewing and previewing. That's the common affliction in which we keep replaying that upsetting scene with the boss and fantasizing about what we are going to say the next time we see this so-and-so. Since we rarely actually get around to saying it, all we succeed in doing is hurting ourselves, probably to a greater extent than that to which we were hurt by the original incident. That's detrimental to mental health, says Betty Whelan with considerable understatement. We learn to become objective, to think of something else. Try and think of something pleasant, something we like doing. Phone a friend, go out and have a cup of coffee. Attending the weekly recovery meeting is a key part of the process for members. There, members talk about how they handled or failed to handle problems which arose during the week, and they take it in turn to read extracts from recovery's principal text, Mental Health Through Will Training, by its founder, Abraham A. Lowe, M.D. Dr. Lowe founded the movement in Chicago in 1937. Since then, people all over the world have been able to stay out of psychiatric hospitals and to lead normal lives by using his approach. The idea of adjusting your attitude to events as a form of mental health seems old-fashioned, and it is. 2,000 years ago, the Stoics were urging people to adopt a positive attitude in the face of life vicissitudes, and they probably weren't the first. In recent decades, the increasingly fashionable cognitive therapies work through enabling people to change damaging thinking patterns, patterns such as seeing a simple setback as a catastrophe, for instance, through noticing their first negative thoughts in reaction to events and replacing them with thoughts which lead to more positive emotions, or through giving themselves very positive messages about their achievements, abilities, or situations.